There's an issue of lighting one candle from another because it may be considered a bezoyin of using one mitzvah for another. But we paskin that to light directly from one to the next, mi'ikar adin, is mutter. We'll see that halacha l'maaseh it's a problem. To use a match to light from one to the other, since in between you had the match lit by the Neres Chanukah, that is considered a bizoin, even though the purpose is to light another one, that's still a problem. This telling different sheets in the Gemara, but the more lenient opinion says that since your intent is to use this in-between candle to light the second candle, even though the in-between one will not be one of the menorah candles, it's still acceptable according to his more lenient opinion. It has to be in a situation which the chances are it will not go out in the middle. And the stomach match would not be recommended even according to this opinion. Ma'aseh the Rambam says that nogu lahachmi b'neres chanukah shelav al hadlik afilu miner l'ner. Omnic is not to light from one to the next. The ikar mitzvasa ein l'ner echad. We know that the ikar mitzvah is one candle per household. The shah ein l'mitzvah kol kach. The other ones are not the ikar mitzvah, just the mahadran. Mahadran min mahadran. L'chein ein l'hadlik zeh mizeh. Because after you lit the first one, that is the ikar mitzvah. And you're going to be using the ikar mitzvah for a hidden mitzvah. That is not acceptable. Rav Shabu says, this is all within one family. If you have one family lighting, it's enough for one person to light for one candle for the entire family. So if you have multiple menorahs, you can't light from another. But if you have two balabatim that are living in a house, each one has an independent chiyuv, so the first one of his candle and the first one of his friend's candle, both me'ikar adin, then you would be allowed to light from one to the other. Also, the Mishavu points out that if one of the candles go out, you should not light it from one of the lit candles. Even if you can light from one of the mahadran to another mahadran, but once one goes out, we start a din amachuv to light it again. As we say, loko is a mitzvah. Also, if one goes out, don't light it from the existing candles, light it from the shamash or some other candles. V'chol ze eino rak be'oid she'doig ha'mitzvosim av'ach ha'shov ha'zman ha'mitzvah mutom v'ano koshin mutol ha'adik lehen. And we learned earlier that once time went by, a half hour into the night that you need, it's not considered, it's not of the mitzvah anymore, and therefore you could light one from the other. The Ma'aseh the Mishnah brings that there are opinions that if you didn't make a tanai initially, then as long as they're lit, you should not use them for other things, and therefore, over here also. If you make a tanai that you only want it to be muksa and mitzvosa for the first half hour, then afterwards, kuleam, you could light them. But otherwise, it's better to refrain from using them to light other things till they go out.